we were learning the task of borer. Yes, we were discussing that it's prohibited to separate, to discern between objects or foods, unless it's part of the way you're eating, right? You're allowed to pick up your rice out of the meat. You're allowed to take the meat out of the rice. You're allowed to take, as part of eating, you know, you slice the food you're eating, you take what you want, etc. What's called derech achila, the normal way of eating, that's permissible. And we discussed that you're allowed to peel off an orange peel and take the orange, even though you're really separating between the food and the waste. But that's permissible. That's all part of the way we eat. So some want to say that just as I'm allowed to take off the peel, I'm also allowed to take out the pits. If you have an orange with pits, you have a watermelon with pits, some want to say that would also be permissible, even though technically you're separating the waste from the food. They want to say that's also part of the way you eat. That's the way you eat a watermelon. And nonetheless, he says, not everyone agrees to this. So some are more stringent, and that's why he, as usual, recommends to be stringent. Okay, you know my opinion. So here we have to discern. What happens if, let's say, what would be a good example?
You have to cut the meat after the baby?
Oh, no. Let's say you have one apricot, not apricot is dried, right? You have one peach, one plum, one nectarine left, and your kids, each one wants that nectarine. And you don't want them to eat it with the pit. So when you have a fruit that has one pit, it's easy. You hold the pit and pull off the fruit. And we said you're allowed to take the food away from the waste if you're doing it with your hand. You slice the nectarine in half, right? You hold on to the pit and you pull off the fruit, and that's permissible. Because even if we'll say it's borer, we said it's permissible to do borer when I take the food away from the waste, when I do it with my hand without a specialized instrument, and I'm doing it as part of the meal. I'm doing it when I'm about to eat it. So that's okay. There, we have a way out. We said he quoted the stringent opinion that says to even remove the stem from an apple would be prohibited. So that, again, you have no problem. You hold the stem, you pull away the apple, fine. You fulfilled even that stringent opinion. What happens if it's grapes with seeds inside? Or watermelon. So that's why you'll see a lot of people, when they eat the watermelon, they eat it and they spit out the seeds. But again, you have... he quoted that others are more lenient. So that's if those want to be stringent, so then you can do that. But I don't know why we would want to be stringent. I do know why. If a person wants to be a God-fearing person, so it's a nice thing to be stringent. But in Machon Meir, where we're learning everything from scratch, and it's hard enough not to answer our cell phones on Shabbos, so I think we don't have to look for other stringencies right now. Okay, so that's with regards to the pits of the fruits.
Hey,